Hey, a real treat today because we're going straight to 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue and talking to the president's right-hand man, the White House Communications Director, Dan Bartlett, at the White House. And today at 436-7900-800-925-1120, we're letting everybody talk about what the president announced yesterday, and that is that he is supporting the creation of a new position of National Intelligence Director. You may not be familiar with that term right now, but it may roll off your lips just like Attorney General 2 or 3 years from now. The NID, the National Intelligence Director, and the President said he's going to work with Congress to make this possible. Mr. Bartlett, welcome to the Voice of St. Louis, KMOX.
Well, good morning, Charlie. Thanks for having me.
Well, this was a pretty quick action because the 9/11 Commission report came out just a week or so ago, and the President took action yesterday.
Yeah, he did. And I think the reason why we were able to act in the way that we did was because this administration, in many respects, not only agreed with what the 9/11 Commission had recommended, but was already very forcefully moving in that direction. There are 41 recommendations, basic recommendations made by the 9/11 Commission. And we have analyzed, and the fact is that we are either have already acted or are moving on 38 of those. Now, you heard about two of the big ones that the president talked about yesterday, the National Intelligence Director, as well as the National Counterterrorism Office as well. These are two important initiatives that will build on the incredible changes we have already made as a country and as a government to better protect our country. The FBI and the CIA are working now in ways that they've never operated before. Our government is fighting this war on offense so we can find information overseas that will better help us here at home. We've created the Department of Homeland Security, which everybody is well aware of now. And this will add to that reform that we have already made, and it's an important achievement and will be once the Congress acts.
Right now, members of the 9/11 Commission are fanning out across the country to whip up support for the panel's recommendations. Fred Fielding and Jamie Gorelick are in Boston. Richard Benveniste and Slade Gorton are having breakfast in Seattle with the group. There's one recommendation that the president is not adopting, and the New York Times editorial page, which I'm sure you read every day, has an opinion on this, and that is the cabinet-level position, which the president is reluctant to do, but the 9/11 Commission feels that this person in charge of intelligence should also be in the White House and have that cabinet-level authority.
Well, I don't know. Many of your listeners may be reassured that we don't always take our cue from the New York Times editorial page.
I'm sure that's true.
But I must say that what President Bush was looking at, and we appreciate the recommendation of bringing it into the White House, but when you look at that from an operational standpoint, and what you would have here is bringing into the actual 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue the very very sensitive foreign and domestic intelligence, some of the most sensitive materials we have in our entire government. And President Bush believed that would send the wrong signal, that what we need to do is stand up an apolitical, independent, strong commission, intelligence director who directly reports to the president, but not to bring it into the White House itself. And that's a key distinction. I think if you looked at some of the critics of the president, out there on the campaign trail and elsewhere, they would say the president exaggerated and politicized the intelligence. And those very same people, which intelligence committees and other independent reports have demonstrated did not happen, but now they are saying, with a little inconsistent logic, we ought to statutorily bring it into the White House and make it a part of the White House operation. And we think that's that sends the wrong signal to the American people, that we ought to have a strong, a vibrant and intelligence community that is providing the best product possible, but we ought to separate it from the White House. We shouldn't have political appointees in charge of that. We ought to have that as career, independent-minded people who are trying to do their best job to protect our country.
Well, some people say that about the CIA, of course, Mr. Bartlett, because it's in Langley, it is separated from the White House, although others could say, well, how far is that from the White House? If the president or the vice president wanted to travel to Langley, he or she could do so, right?
Oh, sure, sure. And look, the person who is running is the chief intelligence advisor to the president will be somebody he picks. He will be accountable to him. He or she will have to go before the United States Senate for confirmation, but he will have hiring and firing capabilities. He will have the authority he needs to do the job. He will have the president's ear when it comes to intelligence matters. So I think this is a little bit of a I'm not going to call it a non-issue because it was an important concept, But I think in practicality that we can accomplish the goals of that recommendation without bringing the intelligence person into the White House, into the this arena. We don't do that with other aspects of our government, and we shouldn't do it here.
Let me ask you about the most recent terrorist threats, and we increased that terror threat level for at least five buildings, five financial institutions on the East Coast in New York, Newark, and in Washington. Today's Los Angeles Times on the front page says this is fresh intelligence that indicates that Al-Qaeda remains intent on launching this attack. On the other hand, the New York Times today says that this is old intelligence. It's as old as 3 or 4 years old. Which is true?
Well, in this case, both. What we found, and this was another important finding of the 9/11 Commission, is that the plot for 9/11 actually began in 1996. That's when the earliest evidence we could find of them beginning to put organize in order to execute the 9/11 plot. What we're finding with this information that we received overseas is the most vivid, specific, incredible information about these specific locations. Now, we've also learned that these casings of these specific locations has gone on for several years. But we also learned is that they have updated continuously after 9/11 and as recently as January and February of this year. Now, you take that information, couple it with other intelligence sourcing we have about the threat period during this time period as we go up to the election, and it gives us every indication that this was a very real threat. The government had an obligation to give this information to the local officials, and quite frankly, we had the obligation to give this information to the public. So this is a real threat. It's indicative of how Al-Qaeda works. They take their time. They plan thoroughly. They are very judicious in how they go about, and they only execute when they're ready. And we felt it was important to signal that we know what they're up to. We have information. It shows that the war on terror is working. When you fight it overseas, you get the type of information that can help you here at home. And that's what we're doing. It was a responsible thing to do to share it with the public.
Dan, do you believe that Al-Qaeda is in this country right now?
I think we have to operate under that scenario that they are. Like I said, they are a patient group. They take their time. They don't make many mistakes as they plan these things. We are operating as if they are. We are working tirelessly every day. The FBI, law enforcement officials, doing everything we can to track down every strand of evidence we may have or perception or reality of any sort of improper acts. But it really is going to be important that we continue to get the information overseas, which is really what helps put together the pieces here at home. The good thing is that because we have the specific information, New York officials, New Jersey officials, Washington officials are able now to take corrective measures to make sure we're doing everything we can to secure those specific locations as well as others, because we know they don't have just one set of locations, that they'll have multiple sets, and we're on to them, and we'll continue to do everything we can to better protect these areas.
This is Dan Bartlett, the White House Communications Director, and we're going to take a short break here and then come back with a few of your phone calls. The White House Communications Director, Dan Bartlett, is our guest, and we're going to the phone, starting with John. John, be brief and to the point. Thank you.
Yes. My understanding is that the President has accepted 38 of the 41 recommendations of the 9/11 Commission. If a financial planner came to you and spent time working up your financial profile and made 41 recommendations, wouldn't you consider accepting 38 of those and acting on those a very high percentage?
I think there'd be a high percentage, but we're also working on the remainders as well. If all 41 recommendations, there's only about two that we'd want to study further, but before it's all said and done, I think the 9/11 Commission will be very satisfied that we are acting on just about every recommendation they made, and I do believe these are actions that will help make our country even safer than the measures we've already taken.
The Secretary of Defense, Donald Rumsfeld, doesn't believe that the budget for the intelligence in the Department of Defense should be under this new position. But I think Senator Jay Rockefeller has said that unless this new National Intelligence Director has that budget authority, he or she will not have much clout.
Well, I think that President Bush made clear, and we will make clear as we go forward, that this new intelligence director will have budget authority, will have the type of influence needed to make sure that that we are coordinating and integrating the 14 agencies, including the Department of Defense, in the right direction to prioritize our intelligence capabilities. So it's something that Secretary Rumsfeld understands. I think what he was speaking to is that there is a difference between having, you know, the budgets, and a lot of his money goes directly to troops who are doing intelligence on the ground and on battlefield space and other areas. And it's important that when we do that, that they have the resources to do their job. But make no mistake, the president made it clear, and we will make it clear as we work with Congress, that this person will have the authority to do the job.
Dan Bartlett, we're out of time, but thank you very much for sharing some of yours with us today on KMOX.
Well, Charlie, I appreciate the opportunity.
Sounds good. Dan Bartlett, Communications Director at the White House.